Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Thank you, Pastor Andrew, for that introduction. And once again, thank you for joining us in celebrating Jesus our Lord today. And as we get ready to hear God's word, let's pray. Heavenly Father, you're so good, and your word is good for us. So speak to us through your word and use me as your messenger to communicate it and encourage us. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says, amen. Amen. The birth of our daughter, Sela Seresi, 3 years ago brought a lot of joy into our lives. It was a great celebration for us and our friends and church members and workmates, because Sela came as a special gift from God to us. We had waited for a child for a long time. And when Sela was conceived, we celebrated. We were excited, but we had to wait for 9 months. But when she was born, wow, our excitement went to a greater level. Now, Sela is with us. She's been with us since she was born 3 years ago. So Christmas isn't just a time of celebrating and enjoying a holiday season. Christmas is a time to celebrate the most important event in history, the coming of God to the earth in human form to be with us. That is very important, and it's exciting to know that we celebrate Christmas because that's when God came to the earth to be with us. So the focus of the messages we're currently preaching and teaching is on God with us. He came to be with us. Matthew, one of the disciples of Jesus, writes that after he, Joseph, had considered this, that is, divorcing Mary quietly, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Come on, let's give God all the glory for coming to be with us when Jesus was born. So last week, we learned that Jesus, whose birth we celebrate at the end of every year, is God. He came as God. Now, another foundational truth the Bible teaches is that eternal, almighty God, all-powerful God, God who created the heavens and the earth, became man. That is our subject today. God became man. We read in John chapter 1, verse 14, that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory. John reports the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Apostle Paul also writes in Philippians chapter 2, from verse 5 to 7, that you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. You see, God's decision to become man is called incarnation. But it is important to note that incarnation does not mean when Jesus became man, he ceased to be God. Incarnation simply means Jesus as God took on a human nature. God laid aside his majesty, his glory, his beauty, his excellence, and became a human being who came to the earth and lived among people he created. God became man. So why did Jesus become man? Let's read what the writer of Hebrews says. Hebrews chapter 2, from verse 14 to 18. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too, Jesus, shared in their humanity so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. Abraham's descendants are all those who have believed in Jesus, and all those who believe in Jesus. For this reason, Jesus had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people, because he himself suffered when he was tempted. The right word there is when he was tested. Tempted there doesn't mean he was seduced to sin. It doesn't mean he was attracted to sin. So, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, when he was tried, when he was tested, he is able to help those who are being tempted, those who are being tried, those who are being tested. From the text we've read, Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 14 to 18, we see two reasons Jesus, who is God, became man. Number one, Jesus became man to die for us. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15 tell us, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. You see, in the Bible, we see clearly that sin must be paid for. It must be punished. And the punishment for sin is death. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, the wages of sin is death. And Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20 declares, the soul who sins shall surely die. But because of the mercy and grace of God, God established the practice of sacrificing animals to appease his wrath against sin in the Old Testament, because without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. So in the Old Testament, people sacrificed animals as a requirement to receive God's forgiveness. However, animal sacrifices were insufficient to take away sin. They were inadequate to take away sin. Animal sacrifices only provided a temporary covering for sin. And also, no ordinary person, no imperfect human being, no sinner's death could qualify to take away sin. Just like animal sacrifices could not take away sin. So, a perfect sacrifice was needed. And that need was met when Jesus, eternal and holy God, became man. Jesus, God who became man, died in our place as God's sacrifice for our sin. Let's celebrate what Jesus did for us on the cross. He died for us. Paul declares that, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Listen, friends, unlike animal sacrifices, which were repeatedly offered whenever people sinned, Jesus died for sins once and for all. He is not going to die again. And Jesus died on the cross for everybody. A good man, the righteous one, died on behalf of sinners in order to lead you, to lead us to God. He was put to death physically, but made alive spiritually. Oh, thanks be to God for Jesus, the perfect sacrifice for sin. Also through his death on the cross, Christ has secured for us eternal redemption, eternal salvation, because he offered his own blood, not the blood of animals, not the blood of goats and calves. Jesus offered his own blood. And so he purchased for us eternal redemption. Paul declares that, for there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people, as a payment to rescue us from captivity. Once we were in captivity, in the captivity of Satan, Satan had taken us captive. But thanks be to God for Jesus, who became man and died for us to rescue us from the hands of the evil one and from the bondage of sin. So, through the death of Jesus, we are reconciled to God. Hey, once we were enemies of God, but through the death of Jesus, who became man, who became a human being, we are reconciled to God and we become friends of God. Hallelujah! Through the death of Jesus, we sinners are forgiven. And when God forgives us, he clears the record of our sins. Through the death of Jesus, the death penalty for sin has been paid. Jesus paid the penalty of sin, which is death. That's why there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Woohoo! Through the death of Jesus, the bondage of sin is broken. Through the death of Jesus, we are brought into a relationship with God as his sons and daughters, because the Bible tells us as many as believe in Christ, they have been given the right, the privilege of becoming sons and daughters of God. Come on, let's appreciate God for what he has done for us through Jesus. So, do you need forgiveness? Hey, turn to God. Turn to Jesus. And ask him to forgive you your sins. and you will receive God's forgiveness. Are you struggling with sin, with a sinful habit or sinful habits that are holding you in bondage? Oh, Jesus, who became man and died for us on the cross, has the power to break every bondage of sin. So right now, receive your freedom from that bondage of sin, because Jesus sets us free from the bondage of sin. So, Jesus became man. God became man in order to die for us. Secondly, Jesus, as God, became man to be our high priest. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 17 and 18 tells us, for this reason he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, when he was tried, when he was tested. He is able to help those who are being tempted, those who are being tried, those who are being tested in their faith. You see, a high priest in the Bible was the one in charge of temple affairs. But more importantly, a high priest represented people to God and offered animal sacrifices on their behalf. So Jesus became human so he would serve as our merciful and faithful high priest who represents us to God. Uganda's ambassador to the United Kingdom of Great Britain represents Uganda in the UK. That person speaks on behalf of Ugandans and the government of Uganda. That person represents and promotes interests of the people of Uganda. You see, Jesus, as our high priest, represents us to God and prays for us, intercedes for us, speaks on our behalf. What a high priest we have in Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 34 tells us that Christ is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Jesus is praying for us. Also, since he lived a human life on earth, Jesus, as our merciful and faithful high priest, empathizes with us in times of need. Empathy is ability to relate to another person's pain as if it is your own pain. When you empathize with someone, you put yourself in their situation. You put yourself in their shoes. And that is who Jesus is to us. He empathizes with us as our high priest because he became man. And as man, Jesus was familiar, and he is familiar with our struggles as human beings. He is familiar with the problems of humanity. He's familiar with what we go through, hardships, trials, storms in life. He understands what we go through because he became man. Oh, my brother and my sister, what are you struggling with? What is that situation you're facing right now? What is that difficulty? What is that problem? What is that storm you're going through? What is that pain you are experiencing, you're going through right now? Jesus, our merciful and faithful high priest, understands what you're going through. You are not alone. And here's the good news. He came as God to be with us. He took on the human nature. God took on the human nature to identify with us in our situations. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16 states that, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Wow, that is encouragement to us, that we can approach Jesus, our merciful, our faithful, our reliable, our dependable, our good, our loving high priest, anytime we are in need, and he will help us. He is for us. He will help us. That's a promise from God that is in his word to us and for us. Now, we've understood that Jesus, who was God, who is God rather, became man in order to die for us on the cross, in order to die for us sinners. And also he became man, so he would become our high priest, a merciful, faithful high priest. Do you know Jesus? Do you have a relationship with Jesus? Hey, the best gift you can give Jesus this Christmas, the best gift you can give Jesus before the year ends, is surrendering your life to him, giving your life to him, and welcoming him in your life as your Lord and Savior. Will you do that right now? And when you do that, I guarantee you, Jesus will make a difference in your life and will unfold his plans and purpose for your life. So pray this after me. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me on the cross. You became man. God, you became man to die for me on the cross and to become my high priest, the one who represents me to God. Today, I have made a decision to give my life to you. I surrender my life to you, and I welcome you in my life as my Lord and my Savior. In your name, I pray. And we all say, amen, amen. Now, let's celebrate the people who have given their lives to Jesus. They have made the most important decision ever.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com.